There's one right over there.
I'm going for more coffee.
Norman Chaney, Wes Abbott, and John Steffen have been trolling out of Petersburg for 30 to 40 years apiece. The three are taking advantage of an early August fishery closure and a rare sunny southeast afternoon to catch up dockside in North Harbor. Steffen says he mostly fishes where Abbott goes, but as they discuss the season, each man's fortune sounds uniquely his own.
Well, I've had about a 7-pound average on the last couple loads that I've brought in. I had one load that was 8.2, but it's been, you know, pretty nice fish this year.
That's Chaney. He says the coho he hauled in this year are much larger than in previous years, especially compared to last year's lean 6-pound silvers. The troll fleet has been fishing for coho and even chum salmon in various parts of the region this summer since an 8-day opening for king salmon in early July. The fishery closes for several days in August every year to allow silvers to return to the inside waters of Southeast. For Abbott, fishing this summer has been mediocre, but he says the fish size and the price help.
Getting about a 7-pound average, and then the price is up a little more too, so that makes it better.
Steffen hasn't been as fortunate.
I don't really want to even talk about it. Mine's been so bad.
But Abbott says Steffen is hiding how well he's doing. Alaskan Department of Fish and Game numbers show Southeast trollers having not just a better overall fish per boat landing, but catching more coho compared to the 20-year average. Southeast Yakutat troll management biologist Patty Scannis says that overall coho catches started off low, but the fishery saw 3 weeks of above-average hauls. Catch rates tapered off a little in early August, coming closer to the average. Scannis adds that the fish have been larger than last year, though there are too many variables to guess why.
I don't know. It's hard to say just what influences the run as a whole, because it's made up of so many different individual stocks.
Scannis says there are 880 trollers fishing in the Southeast and Yakutat area this year. Effort in the first king salmon opening in July saw a big drop from last year, with 90 fewer boats fishing. She thinks openings in Washington, Oregon, and California might have dissuaded visiting trollers. She also notes some trollers opted to chase hatchery chum salmon returning to Neats Bay, 40 miles north of Ketchikan, instead of Kings. With chum coming for an average of 72 cents a pound, coho $1.37, and chinook averaging $3.37 a pound, trollers had more options this year. Early in the season, Scannis says 40 boats tried their luck catching chum near home shore in Icy Straits. There were also 85 boats in Neats Bay. And during the August coho closure, there have been some fishing on chum returning to the Medvigi hatchery near Sitka. Interest in trolling for chums is still relatively low, though, and Abbott says he prefers to stay closer to home.
I just usually just fish pretty much the same areas, and then if it gets nasty, I know where to hide.
Chaney agrees. He says he'll leave chum fishing to the younger fishermen.
Well, some of them went for them, but I don't fish for them myself.
Why?
Well, I'm busy doing other things, and that's too much work for an old man like me.
You doing it next year?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably do it until the good Lord calls me. I have nothing else to do but fish.
The fleet has another chance to catch kings starting August 15th. In the last summer opening, the catch totaled 74,500 kings. That leaves 33,600 to be harvested in the second opening, expected to last 6 to 7 days. Catch monitoring will be done in season, and the fishery will be closed on short notice when the quota has been reached. Standing dockside in Petersburg, this is Melody Kay.